Kiss 92.5, Toronto's number one hit music station. What makes you beautiful? One Direction, 7:45. Good morning. It is the Roz and Mocha Show.
We got a whole bunch of people in here.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Daniel Radcliffe!
Yay!
So the new movie is what? Woman in Black?
Woman in Black.
Have you seen it yet? Are you happy with it?
I've seen it a few times. Yes, I'm very happy with it. It certainly does its job. It is a very scary film. Absolutely.
What is the motivation for you to work? Honestly, the money you have. Like, I don't know if I would have made it past Harry 2 if I'm you. You know, I would have said, I would just would have, like, spent
good,
years underage drinking and playing video games and said, here's the glasses, the scarf, and the broom. Find somebody else. I'm done. Like, what is your motivation when you have the money you have to actually get up and work every day?
Well, you know, I've never really done anything else.
Yeah.
I've worked since I was 10, pretty much, you know, every day, you know, or a lot of the time, you know.
Yeah.
And I love it. And there's nothing else I would rather do. And it's probably true that it's because I, you know, have been very fortunate financially, to put it mildly, that money's not a motivating factor for me. And I know how unbelievably lucky I am to be in this situation. But it kind of just, you know, it gives you a sense of like, well, now I can, you know, also it's a sense of kind of acceptance in that I'm never going to do anything as commercially successful as Harry Potter ever again.
Right.
But now I can just kind of, you know, now I've got just the freedom to pick and choose what I like. Like, I don't have to do a job for the money anymore, which is kind of the most amazing thing in the world.
How excited were you when you got the script for this new movie, Woman in Black, in theaters next week, by the way, when you read it and you're like, oh, man, this is finally my chance to do something different?
Yeah, I mean, I was very excited. I read it on the plane going to New York about 4 hours after I'd finished our last shot on Potter.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so immediately I was, and there were a couple of other scripts we'd been looking at, but then I read this and it was just so complete and polished, and like I read it and go, wow, you know, this is ready to film tomorrow. And it was great. And it was mainly, you know, sometimes it'll be the part that attracts you or maybe the director, and those things were a factor, but mainly with this, it was the story. You know, the story is so good and so effective and chilling and, you know, very creepy and very, very frightening. So I wanted to be a part of telling that story.
How long did you take, like, did you have any time off from after filming the last Harry Potter movie to starting to film this one?
I mean, not particularly. There were about kind of 6 weeks in between.
Yeah.
But in that time, I was obviously, I did a show in New York last year, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. I was still allowed to give it its full title.
Is that where you got naked? No, you didn't get
naked.
No, not
that
one.
That would have been a really weird end to that show. that would Frank Lester
like,
and I.
I'm in my head, I'm like, I don't think that's the one where you got naked.
No, it's not. That would have been bizarre. But so I was doing that, and so I was learning to dance and sing.
Yeah.
So in the 6 weeks between Potter and Woman in Black starting, I was doing 9 hours a week of dance, 6 hours a week of singing, just kind of to get good at that. So and accent lessons as well, because I was learning American accent.
How big is the TV you have at home? Really, honestly.
Not as big as you
really?
Clearly are thinking.
I got to know what you spend your money on. Like, do you blow it? Like, do
no,
you
I don't.
Here's really?
You, this will excite
God,
you.
God, you kill me.
I can tell you about
how. You kill me.
I know, dude. I'm just not doing it the right way. I'm sorry. No, but you should really have Rupert Grint sitting here, because he is he spent his money on what we all said we would spend our money on when we were five. Like, Rupert has got an ice cream van and
oh my god,
dude, no, it's that's the tip of the iceberg. Like, ice cream van,
yeah.
Llamas, pigs, peacocks. Like, this is I'm not making this up. This is true. You know, he's done it properly, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have enough room for any llamas.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. Daniel Radcliffe, thank you so much for hanging out on
thank
the Roz
and Mocha
Show.
Thank you so much for having
me. Always a pleasure. And of course, a new movie, Woman in Black. You gotta go check it out. Again, dude, thank you so much.